Little Gadsden Drama Club presents A Bit of a Jumble, the second part of Extraordinary Women, a play for radio by Tricia Wood. It's the day of the WI spring sale. Pat Lowe is putting the finishing touches to the Jumble story.
Typical.
What's that, Jean?
It's typical that when there's work to be done, some people are conspicuous by their absence.
I'm here, Jean.
I can see that you're here, Pat, and so am I. A couple of mugs, that's what we are.
Sarah's coming. She's in Paris.
Not even Sarah can be in two places at once.
I think she said she was flying back this morning.
I don't know about flying back. That woman will meet herself coming back one of these days.
Derek's on the move today.
Oh, yes?
He's having his hair cut. He's gone to King's Langley. He won't get lost, though. He uses his sat-nav.
To go to King's Langley?
Oh, yes. He always switches it on, even when he pops up to the shop to buy a paper.
Oh, good. You're beavering away.
Somebody needs to get on with it.
I was intending to be here early myself, but I didn't trust Bernard to take a blind pastry case out of the oven. What on earth is this ancient cardigan? We can't put a moth-eaten old thing like this on the stall. Or if we do, we shouldn't charge more than 10 pence for it. Isn't that right, Jean?
It's no good asking me. I'm not responsible for pricing. That's Pat's job, and Sarah Parsons. That's if she deigns to honour us with her presence.
Ah, there it is. I've been looking for my cardi everywhere. I must have put it down.
Is this yours, Pat? It's a lovely colour.
I don't expect I'll need it when we get underway. It gets very hot in here when people start arriving.
I knew it.
Knew what, Jean?
The plant stall.
What about it?
It's moved.
I don't think it can have, Jean. It was over there when I came in.
I don't mean it's changed position.
Oh.
What I mean is it's encroached.
What do you mean, encroached?
They've got some lovely plants this year.
I knew we should have put chalk marks down to mark the boundary between stalls. I said so in committee.
I know you did, Jean.
They'll take over the entire floor if you let them.
Which means it's just as well that we're out of it up here on the stage. Do you know whose Harrods bags these are, Pat?
It's a good job you looked, Rosemary. I'd forgotten all about them. Sarah left them with me.
Let's have a look.
Those trousers are Nicole Fari, aren't they?
Isn't that a brassiere?
Oh, yes. It must be one of Sarah's.
She should know better than anyone that we don't sell underwear. We took a decision on that.
Did we?
We did, last year. Don't you remember? It was in the minutes, in black and white.
It's rather lovely. It's a pity it isn't my size, otherwise I'd snap it up myself before the customers arrive.
That's another thing we resolved.
What was that, Jean?
That helpers wouldn't snatch the best bargains before we open.
That's right. We did agree that.
And that goes for letting people in early.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. So what's she doing here?
Isn't she helping?
Helping my foot, more like scavenging.
She's talking to June Partridge. Oh, look. She's picked up that framed print of the sewage plant.
That's not talking, that's buying. Well, Madam President, what are you going to do about it?
I wonder what's happened to Emma Bright-Biggs. She's not normally late.
Not normally late? She's always late.
She does have an excuse, Jean.
I know. She has 6 children under 6 and a husband who has the wrong shaped underpants.
She's 8 months pregnant, Jean.
Oh, that.
What was that about underpants, Jean?
The underpants Emma bought that husband of hers were the wrong shape.
Are you sure you don't mean the wrong size, Jean?
Derek doesn't like his to be too tight. He says they chafe when he bends over.
No, she distinctly said they were the wrong shape.
Why were you talking to Emma about her husband's underpants?
When she tried to get me to sell them on the stall.
Oh.
I had to bite my tongue. I was about to say that she would be a lot better off if that husband of hers kept his underpants on.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm so late. I can't walk as fast as I normally do. That's what comes of being fat as a pig.
You're not fat, Emma.
I'm huge. You should hear what James calls me. Oh, and the other thing that delayed me was Chloe. She had her babies this morning. 12 little ones. Jemima was ever so excited. I came down when she was on number 7. She sort of stood up on her hind legs, making herself ever so tall, and they just sort of popped out. I wish it was as easy as that for humans.
She doesn't seem to have any problems in that respect.
Ooh, who donated these? They're lovely.
Sarah left them with Rosemary.
Sarah's so lucky being able to wear such lovely things. The best I seem to manage is a new T-shirt to go with my jeans. Mind you, after I finish with this lot, I expect it'll be back to the dungarees.
How many will it be?
Children? 7. Isn't that incredible? If anybody had said to me when I got married that I'd have 7 children, I'd have laughed in their face.
If someone had told me that, I wouldn't have got married.
I used to be a size 8, you know.
Size 8? That's tiny, Emma.
I used to wonder if I'd be too small to have children.
Well, you needn't have worried on that score.
Derek had the snip, you know.
Derek did? When was that?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
I can see what Jean's getting at, Pat. I shouldn't think there's any chance at all of you having another baby. Not at your age.
I only have to sneeze and I find myself pregnant.
Is that how you do it?
He didn't have it done for me. Well, what I mean is, he wasn't expecting me to be expecting, if you see what I mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Pat. All I know is that you're over 70.
He wanted me to feel secure.
That's what Bernard said when he installed the new burglar alarm.
What do you mean, feel secure?
So that I wouldn't worry about him fathering other children.
Oh, we'd better get our skates on. We open in 10 minutes.
Some of us have been here since the crack of dawn.
You arrived after me, Jean, and I wasn't here until 10:30.
Did I tell you that Fiona Bruce said she might look in?
Who?
Not the Fiona Bruce who reads the news on TV.
She's the area secretary.
Who is? I wish you wouldn't talk in riddles, Madam President.
Fiona Bruce. She used to be Fiona Plum. She remarried earlier this year.
Isn't Plum a lovely name? It's all fruity and juicy. I was nearly a Pratt, you know.
Were you, dear?
I was engaged to this boy who was called Pratt. If we'd gone ahead, I'd have been Mrs. Pratt.
I don't see what's so funny about that.
I'd have had a lot of little Pratts running around, wouldn't I?
Fiona, that's Mrs. Bruce, is ever so busy. Did you know she breeds miniature collies? But she still finds time to take an interest in what the local institutes are up to.
Oh, phew, just made it. I hope I'm not too late.
We opened the doors in 5 minutes.
The plane was half an hour late taking off. Then we got caught up in a security check or something at Heathrow. I had to tell Roger to drive like the clappers.
How was Paris?
Oh, hectic. Still, I gave my paper in the morning session yesterday, so at least I was able to enjoy the lunch.
What have you got in that box, Sarah?
Oh, it's just a little fruitcake I threw together for the cake store.
Oh, can I have a look?
Of course you can. I only put it in this to bring it over. That's why I was anxious to get back. I needed to whack a bit of icing on it. I didn't have time before I jetted off on Thursday morning.
Oh, it's lovely, Sarah.
Thank you.
You are clever, Sarah.
It's only a bit of fondant icing I had knocking about.
It looks far too good to sell. We ought to auction it. It would raise a decent price. Or we could put it in the raffle.
There's only one problem about that.
Problem?
We aren't in charge of the raffle. You can't just go putting things in willy-nilly.
Derek said I should put him in.
Put him in where, Pat?
The raffle.
Who'd want to win him?
I would.
Who is in charge this year?
Who's always in charge?
Eunice.
You won't get it past her. She's sorted out her raffle prizes. She won't want somebody coming along and upstaging her.
You have a point there. It might put some of the other items in the shade.
You mean the carton of long life milk that's past its sell-by date?
Or the fragrance set from the petrol station?
It may have come from a garage originally, but I can tell you with complete confidence that it was in the raffle here 2 years ago. And if I'm not very much mistaken, it was in a raffle at Dagnall before that.
I thought I might buy a few tickets. Derek could do with a new comb. Did I tell you he was having his hair cut this morning?
I think you might have mentioned it.
Do you know what? He'll be in the chair, or wherever they put them, right at this moment.
Did I tell you they want me to relocate to Brussels?
Brussels?
James is always going there. He says the restaurants there serve the best fish in Europe.
The head of European strategic planning is retiring. It would mean quite a hike in salary, but I'm not sure.
There's no stopping you, Sarah.
I'd keep the house here, of course. In fact, I expect I'd be here most weekends. Is that bra mine?
It was in that glossy bag you left with Pat. We don't do underwear, Sarah. You of all people should know that.
I know, Jean. I must have slipped it in by mistake. I've never worn it, you know. Look, it's a 38H.
There she goes, bragging again.
Which is several sizes too big for me. Roger bought it as a Christmas present, which was very sweet of him. The only trouble was he'd given no thought to the size. Just picked up the first one he liked. What a clot.
I wouldn't trust Bernard to buy a loaf of bread, let alone underwear.
Derek is very good in shops.
Are you all right, Emma?
Just a bit of wind.
Let me get you a chair.
No, don't worry about me. I'll just pop to the loo. I'll be fine in a tick.
When is it Emma's baby's expected?
Not for another 2 or 3 weeks.
She is huge, isn't she? I don't remember her being that big last time.
Ever since I've known that girl, she seems to have been pregnant.
I think I'll go and see if she's all right.
What time are you expecting Mrs. Plum?
Bruce, dear. She's Mrs. Bruce now, although, of course, I call her Fiona. About 1. I tell you what, why don't we put that lovely cake Sarah made under the table and we can give her a slice with her cup of tea after she's been round the sale? It would give us the perfect excuse to dig in ourselves, if Sarah doesn't mind.
That's a good idea.
And against the rules.
Oh, I think we can forget the rules for once, don't you, Jean?
Has anyone got change for the telephone? I can't get a signal on the mobile.
What's the matter, Sarah?
It's Emma. I think she's started.
What?
She's in the loo. She wasn't sure whether she was doing a wee.
What do you mean she wasn't sure?
Her waters are broken. I don't think there's much doubt as to what's happening.
Well, that's typical.
What's typical, dear?
If that Emma is about to pod, that means we'll be short-handed on the stall.
Oh, we can manage the stall, Jean.
You must have a short memory. Obviously, you've forgotten what happens at jumble sales. As soon as the doors open, they'll be all over us like a plague of locusts.
You're not deserting us, are you, Jean?
Don't fret. I shall return. I know it need to sort things out there first.
Oh, dear, Pat. What's that with her?
It's just Jean being Jean. You know what she thinks about Emma and her children.
I think she might have told us. She's quite right, of course. They do tend to rush at us. Shall I go and see if anyone else has any spare capacity?
Jean will be back in a minute.
Even with her, there's only 3 of us. And I'll have to look after Fiona Bruce.
You don't think that could be Emma, do you, Rosemary?
Who else could it be?
Well, that's done then. The ambulance men are here now. They'll take over. Not that there's much to do.
Thank goodness they arrived in time. Sarah must have really done her stuff. That's the advantage of being a high-powered executive. They probably wouldn't have listened to us.
High-powered executive indeed. Sarah was in a complete flat spin, running around like a headless chicken.
The ambulance men were very good with Derek that time.
He wasn't giving birth, was he?
He'd had an accident with that vice he uses on his workbench. I did tell you about it, didn't I? It was rather embarrassing.
The ambulance men might have had a contribution to make today had they arrived on time.
I had to help him apply a special dressing for days afterwards.
Has Emma had her baby?
Of course she has. It was like shelling peas. I reckon she could teach that guinea pig of hers a few things.
I think Chloe's a hamster, Jean.
Do you mean she did it all herself? Who looked after her?
You mean who rolled up their sleeves and delivered the little lad?
Yes.
I did.
You did?
Somebody had to.
But you don't know anything about babies, Jean. You don't like babies.
Whether you like babies or not has nothing to do with it. It's knowing what to do. I knew what to do.
It's more than I would have done, and I've had 3 of my own.
Whereas Eugene only had the 1, and he was adopted, wasn't he?
Exactly. I didn't rely upon my own experience of childbirth, which, as you imply, is non-existent. I relied upon training.
Training?
I was trained as a midwife.
I didn't know that.
Before I came here, I worked as a midwife. I know it's a long time ago, but you don't forget, it's a bit like riding a bicycle.
is it? Derek wants to get one of those mountain bikes.
So that's that. Emma Bright Biggs is now the proud mother of 7 children under 6. She should be thankful I was around. I doubt if that Mrs. Fiona Bruce would have been much help. Now, it's 12:30. Don't you think it's time we were opening the doors?
That was Bit of a Jumble by Tricia Wood. Pat was played by Nan Newbury, Jean by Beatrix Hopkins, Rosemary by Julie McCarthy, Emma by Anne Isherwood, and Sarah by Susanna Fraser. Technical production was by Gary Alderson and Paul Roxon, and the play was directed by Patrick Isherwood. This has been a Little Gads and Drama Club presentation.